This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
And then she told me that her granddaughter... John, are you listening to me?
Of course I am, Mom.
Well, then why are you on your phone, ignoring your poor mother who only loves you and wants to spend time with you?
I was doing some banking on the Wells Fargo mobile app and I got carried away. Pay your bills? Done. Check your balances? Done. Deposit checks? Done. Even send and receive money? Are you updating your status right now?
With the Wells Fargo mobile app, it's easy to get banking done. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getbankingdone. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to the Podcast One family. Not only can you listen to all the episodes of the Koi Pond, but there's other shows, you guys. The Producer's Guide. That's right. If you like my show, you're going to love The Producer's Guide. Todd Gardner and Hollywood's Elite on Podcast One. Join host and accomplished Hollywood producer Todd Gardner as he shares his thoughts and stories on the movie business and chats it up with A-list industry pals like Kevin James, Rebel Wilson, and Adam Sandler. So many more. Download The Producer's Guide on Podcast One.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo! It's the Koi Pond. We're back. I think this is the first one... for the new year.
Check.
2000. Dude, I'm so sick of you right now. I really am sick of you.
I can't hear myself.
No, but...
Starting 2019 just, off right.
But how do you not know that your microphone is off when we're doing the intro?
I can't hear anything.
No, you're not... You don't hear anything?
I don't hear anything. Oh, there we go. Sorry about that.
You don't know that volume is what you're... First of all, I said you don't hear anything. You said I don't hear anything. I go, you don't hear anything? You went, I don't hear anything.
I mean, like, hear it everywhere.
Which means you're a liar.
You responded.
I mean, in the speaker. I'm sorry.
No, guys. It's just, Chase, this is what I'm talking about, man. It's 2019, dude. You don't need all of the attention.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't need it. I specifically said, and Dre will vouch for me, and so will Kaylin. I go, start. I'm ready. Let's start.
He did say that.
I did say that. And then what else did I say? I go, Chase is late even when he's early. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Did I not say that, Trey?
Yeah.
Everyone was in the studio except for you. And you knew that the show was about to start.
Yeah.
And then, like, motherfucker, man, like clockwork, the minute we start, guess who comes running in late? And then I say, hey, you guys, it's the Koi Pond. And then you go, check. I don't get it.
But I got you some Cheez-Its.
Oh, I like that, though. That's a good way to apologize. That's the way you apologize. Bro, that's how you do it.
No problem.
With cheesy snacks.
Yeah, with cheesy snacks. You're a little cheesy.
Got to be.
Dude, I'm excited. I'm excited for 2019. Let me tell you why. You know, people have New Year's resolutions. Is that what it's called? Okay. I don't have them. I never do. I never live up to it. Did you have one, Dre?
I don't have one.
Do you ever? Last year, did you have one?
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
And I'm going to tell you, for 2019.
Yes.
I loved 2018 so much and the direction it was going.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, more of that, please.
Oh.
That's nice.
Nice.
Stay the course.
That's nice. Yeah. Stay par. Course. Stay par. Stay par for the course.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Trey.
What's that?
I never do New Year's resolutions.
Did you decide to do one this year or no?
Nope.
No.
Nope. I just want it to be better than last year.
There you go.
Okay? But we're going to kick it off real good. You ready for this, Kaylin?
Oh, yeah.
Because today's the day, and I've been wanting this to happen a long time now. You ready for this? Chris Luxemont is here. That already is just a beautiful thing.
Yeah. My New Year's resolution, not be Hollywood anymore.
Oh, yeah. You're very Hollywood.
Here I am.
You're very Hollywood. So I like that.
Changed.
I need you to stop. But we all need you to stop.
Yeah, I agree. It's got to stop.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that big of a problem.
No, anyway. It is.
It's
bad. And I don't know if you were joking, but now it's really serious. Because I don't think you really knew that you were fucking Hollywood.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. You're so Hollywood, bro. You don't, you come and go when you want. You know what I mean? You don't show up, you know? I always get sent a voicemail now.
I'm going to tell you what he just did.
What did he do to you?
He goes, oh boy. I go, Chris, I've never had your number. I've never had your number. And he goes, all right, well, just what's your number? Give me your number, and ooh, I'll text you right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still no text.
Still no text?
It's been 10 minutes.
I'll get to it, baby. Don't worry. Damn.
I'll get to it, baby.
Come on.
Come on, daddy.
It'll come.
It'll come. Wait for it, baby. Yeah. Wait for it, baby.
I've learned to accept it. Don't be so eager.
What's the rush?
Yeah.
What's the rush? This is that Hollywood I'm telling you about.
No.
Yeah.
I've always been like this.
Yeah.
This is how I've always been.
Wow.
I haven't changed at all.
Look here, daddy-o.
Yeah.
It's always been like this. Smooth sailing, baby.
That's right. Yeah. Nothing different. My New Year's resolution, stay the course, too.
Stay the course.
Yeah. Kaylin, you have a New Year's resolution?
Stay the course.
We should come out with shirts that say stay the course.
Love it.
Chase?
I'm just going to keep crushing it, man.
Keep crushing it. Keep crushing it and stay the course.
He upped the ante a little bit.
That's so sick. You want to hear mine? Colon cleanse.
Oh.
Boom.
Yeah. Not expecting that.
Yeah.
All 2019?
Yeah. If I could get it every day, that'd be great. Today's the day, man.
Nice.
Chase DeRusso got colon cleanses for us.
What a gift.
Yeah,
what
man. Gift. Did you want one, Dre?
I'm going to do my own thing.
You're going to do it yourself?
You got a gift receipt?
You're going to give your... So what, you don't want, is it the fact that you don't want another man paying for you to go in and get your...
A little bit. I don't want a group. I don't know if I want to do a group thing? A group.
You get a better deal that way, though.
Cleansing.
It does. Hey, hey Chris, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the three, I think it's three for one. or buy two, get one free, or something like that.
Recycle tubing involved.
It's a timeshare.
No, bro, you think they just clean the tip off with a Clorox wipe? Yes, you get your own little tube. It's not like a waiter. Like a waiter comes up with a rag. You know, here you go.
There you go.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
The bowling shoe spray.
Yeah. Welcome to Bob's Butthole Clean. We got two people in there already, so.
What's that, G?
He's just got a red bucket that he dips the tube in.
It's Jiffy Lube.
No, bro. Nah. You get your own. Yeah, they got a package of like things that they put in you, and then they shoot the water in there and suck it out. They're going to suck out some old meat. They're going to suck out some old meat.
I'm curious about that.
Meat? You want to do it?
Dude, I'd love to. I don't know. I had my ears cleaned one time.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't need to get my ears cleaned. Get out of here.
Where'd you get this done at, first of all?
I forgot. Like, just a doctor's office.
I want to do that next.
Dude, it's
that
nice.
Sounds good.
Please tell us where that's at. Okay, I'll just get my ears cleaned, sure, whatever. And then they clean it, and all this stuff came out. I was like, what the? Where did that come from?
Really?
That was in my body?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was gross.
See, no, that's why I want to do it.
Yeah.
Did it hurt, the ear clean?
No, it felt good, actually.
Really?
It felt nice.
Oh,
I bet you feel lighter. Your equilibrium must have been better.
Oh, yeah, my balance. I should have gone surfing that.
Oh!
Could you hear better?
Probably.
Yeah, everything. Everything was better.
Dude, I want to do this. Can you find out where that's where that's at? I'll do that next.
It's nice.
I want to do the thing with the nose, too, where they suck your nose out.
Mm.
Like, what?
They have a thing where they suck your sinus out. It's like a sinus cleanse.
Wow.
But isn't some of the stuff that's in your body, isn't it helpful to keep some of it?
Yeah,
there?
Like you should have a little amount of... Yeah, they have like the probiotics or stuff in your stool. But I mean, man, I'm full of shit, bro. I'm full. I got years in there, man. I've been eating meat since... I think when I was one, I had my first steak. Yeah. And it's in there. Filipinos, man, they feed their children whatever's on the table. And I think my mom was chopping up ground beef and rice at one.
Yeah, it's all pickled in there now.
You know how I know that? You know how I know that? Because I didn't know that until I had little Joe. And then I saw the grandma... feeding him sinigang.
At like what age?
About about a year and 2 months. The minute he could start on a spoon, they were already mashing up rice and sitting on. They were like, he's ready.
Yeah, solid food. Let's go.
He's ready. He's Gerber ready. Should come out with Filipino food. Sinigang. You know what I mean? You see like crushed peas, crushed carrots, and then sinigang. Adobo. Chicken adobo.
It's a whole pig's foot.
Bro. Oxtail. They should do that. Yeah. Gerber should come out with ethnic baby food.
Oh, wow. That'd be
right?
Great. Yeah.
Butter chicken. They eat it.
I would culture my kid.
Bro, we as a society has made baby food for them. You think they had baby food back in the day? Hell no. They mushed it up for them.
Yep.
That's what they ate. They ate what the family ate.
Yeah.
And that's what I remember I was tripping because I was like, whoa. I was like, are you sure you can eat that? And then she was like, yeah, he can chew.
Like, you ate it?
What's the difference? It's food. He likes it. I looked at Joe. He's like,
loves it.
Blah, blah, blah. He was going like this, blah, blah, blah. And then the subtitle said, can I get patties? Blah, blah, blah. Fish sauce, please. Blah, blah, blah.
It's true because regular blah, babysitter blah, is blah. So bland.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Can I get fish? Blah, blah, blah.
Lil Joe's a special case, though. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he came to our house, and I don't know if you know this, but Gemma prepares organic food for our dog.
Yeah.
That's a whole
other story. I know. That's another thing we need to talk about. That's weird. She's a weirdo.
It's on the stove and it's stewing on the stove. And Joe,
you know when you feed your dog organic food, your dog, if your dog could talk, talks like this. I'll have the chicken, please. Oh. Yeah. Fuck that dog. I don't ever want to hang out with a dog that goes, what is this shit? I want a chicken, please. Fish tonight. I'm allergic. That dog was just licking its asshole 10 minutes ago, and now you're specific on the meat.
And that's the thing. The dog, we rescued the dog 4 years ago, right? So the dog was in an alley somewhere.
Exactly.
Eating trash.
Trash.
And now she can only survive off of kitten.
Dude. Dog eats better than me.
Fuck that dog.
So Joe sees it on the stove and goes, hey, that doesn't look bad. Can I try it?
Oh my God.
Because it's just vegetables and chicken. And so he goes,
he eats the dog's food.
He ate it. And I go, how was it? He goes, just a little bland.
Yeah, he does that. He does that. My son has been doing that his whole life.
I don't know.
He's always been like that. He'll drop shit. He'll pick it right up. He don't care. He's a man. Yeah. My son's a man. My son was working on my car when he was 8. Like, needs transmission fluid. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you smoking? Got a cigarette? Come on, pussy, help me out. let's jack the car up. I think the tires are low. Whoops. What the fuck? Where'd you get your accent from? What? He is a special case, right.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I'm telling you, man, that's what my son used to eat, sinigang. I swear to God. Right when he started chewing and swallowing, they were already feeding him Filipino food. That's the truth. Have you ever seen it?
I probably have.
You haven't seen anyone in your family with kids, and then the grandma feeds them real human food?
Like, oh, that's a thing.
That's so crazy to me. I tripped out when I saw that. I remember saying, make sure it's really chopped up and he might choke on. I swear, I was like freaking out because I thought they were supposed to eat Gerber until like 2.5, 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I just thought.
Yeah, solid foods. I mean, that's...
But then
the word solid sounds dangerous. Yeah. And they didn't give a fuck.
The grandmothers are just like, shut up. Yeah. What do you mean chop
it
up? What
the fuck are you, survive? I gave you a whole meatloaf. Yeah. I ate meatloaf at the age of 3 months.
There are fish bones in synagogue.
Yep. Yeah. They were picking out the fish. He was eating fish. He was eating everything. I remember one time they were making sinigang, and he was just like, you know how they hit the table? And she's like, oh, he likes sinigang. Like, he doesn't know what that shit is.
I think he's choking.
Yeah. He's saying help.
He loves it.
Unbelievable, man. Well, anyways, that's what I'm getting at. I've been eating meat. That's how I know I was. And that's you know, my son was born in 2003, so you know the utensils are better, the meats are better. Mm. I was born way back, so imagine the utensils they were using back then and the meat they were getting. They were chopping shit up. Yeah, they were using their hands.
Nothing was clean.
Nothing was clean.
No,
it was raw. She threw it on the tray.
Figure it out.
There, eat. You know damn well your parents are a lot meaner than when they become grandparents. You know that.
Oh yeah.
You know, I don't think I was fed the way my son was fed. I was fed a different way. I was fed like cattle. You know what I mean? Like it was a trough and she just poured it. Eat.
Get your slop.
If it goes in your mouth, swallow. Whatever doesn't go in your mouth, I'll clean up. That's how it was.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Don't you find that true?
Oh, absolutely.
Don't you find that the grandparents are a lot nicer than the fuck when they were parents?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. They didn't care.
They didn't give a shit. You know why? Because they were in their 30s, man. They didn't give a fuck. In their 30s?
Life was tough.
Life was tough back then, man. There was only 3 channels on TV.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You got to take your anger
they didn't
out
have
somewhere.
Choices. Yeah. They didn't have choices. They had no form of entertainment.
You know what? Now that I think about it, maybe I should.
What?
Have a colon cleanse. Because I've got years of...
Can I tell you?
Bro, as a black man.
Listen.
As a black man, and you're the darkest one in here.
Well, and by the way, we had government food when I was a kid.
Bro. And that's cheese? Bad.
I know that cheese is still there.
Bro.
It's got to be.
That cheese if is you don't in know there because that cheese was made out of wax.
It was just a big block of
I
wax.
Had it. Like I had government cheese.
Yeah.
Bro, we had a friend.
And the milk, powdered milk. Mm-hmm. You ever had that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just baby powder. That's baby powder with water.
It was paste.
What else did you have? You ate all that stuff.
I had all that shit.
You ate all that stuff.
When I opened up the cupboard, everything was just labeled what it was.
Yep.
Cereal.
Yep.
Milk.
Milk.
Cheese.
Yep.
Like a cartoon.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe I should get some of that out of there. Damn. Maybe you're on to something.
Bro, you're going to feel so much better.
Bro, this guy said whenever they do it, you have an option. You can look at the window, mm-hmm. and you can see parasites in there. If you want to look at it, they can turn the light on. And you can see everybody. You can see their parasites. You can see long ones. You can see little ones.
Wait, you can see each other's? Like other
no.
People?
No. No, you can
man,
see your own.
It's not...
Well, it sounds like a group
that's a crazy.
Project.
Why would you ask that question?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're all sitting in the same room with plugs in our butts, and you can look at each other's windows
like a couple's massage.
Yeah, we're all holding hands, crying.
It's a bonding exercise.
I know I got a parasite,
right?
I know for a fact because I eat so much and I never gain weight. Mm-hmm. I think there's a parasite in me that has a handkerchief around its neck and is always ready to eat. Just mouth wide open.
A knife and fork.
Just looks up my throat like, come on. Come on, man. I'm hungry. I don't know why he sounds like Cartman. Oh, yeah, Tom. That sounds good. Oh, yum. I love chicken. Let me get some more of that tea cake.
And he just goes crazy. Every time you stop at AM, PM, he just gets super excited.
Yeah. Here's the sliding door.
Like, yeah. Oh, that's not good. Yeah. So I don't hear him talk, but he talks to the other organs, and it motivates me to buy something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what does he say when you see some pizza?
Get that pizza. Why am I Adam Sandler now? Get that pizza. Oh, that pizza looks good. Get the pepperoni. Egg salad sandwich, please. Oh, I'm so hungry. Bro, that parasite's going to be so sad when he has to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know they found Chase just said it. They found parasites like a foot long.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. He said, don't be surprised. He goes, do you eat a lot of sushi? I go, so much sushi. He goes, you got a lot of parasites.
Oh,
and they put eggs in your body, and it lives in your body, and they crack open.
He said, sushi, they have like parasites and worms in the sushi because it's raw fish. So your body breaks it down. But he said that not only this, here's the kicker. It's like generations of parasites.
Generations.
It's not like one parasite that lives and dies. It's like they have eggs, they have babies. So it's like 100 like years of solitude.
Family?
Yes.
Yeah. Grandparents.
Grandparents.
Yeah.
Parasite.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Back in my day, there was two of us.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
They have a mayor. It's everything, bro.
Your asshole community. Is a small village.
Yeah.
They got their own community in there.
Yeah.
It's a shitty town, too.
They all hate their jobs.
Oh, they hate it. They're all miserable. Yeah. Oh, they hate it. Yeah, it's so gloomy and smells all the time. Have a shitty day. That's a sign that hangs up.
Where do you live? I live in Schitt's Creek. You
know man. I'm up Schitt's Creek. Bro, I'm telling you, man, get that colon cleanse. Hey, look, the only reason why we're talking about this, you guys, is, you know, if you're at that age where you've been consuming a lot of nasty stuff in your life, you know, your body can only push so much out. And this isn't something that's just Eastern medicine, like I mean Western medicine. This is Eastern. This has
been around since Egyptian.
It's been around. Yeah. It's on hydro. Is it called hydroglyphics?
Mm-hmm.
They got hydroglyphics of people getting a goddamn colon cleanse, man.
Hieroglyphics.
Well, how do you say it?
Hieroglyphics.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck. Look, it's hydro because they use water.
Yeah, that's older than that.
That's the only reason I let that slide, because it sounded right.
It sounds better.
Dude, they show an Egyptian with a big syringe up another Egyptian's butt, and they're sucking that out.
I think that was a different activity.
Come on, man. Why do you always gotta go there, man? No, you know goddamn well that's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I don't always go there, by the way.
But yo, the dude was.
We're gonna try it. I don't always go there.
But when I do.
But when I do. Yeah, man, that's that. You know, this is something that's been happening since the beginning of time. They knew it. They knew it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need assistance.
Yeah. Nice. That's
two for two, bro. I'm two for two.
That was nice.
So, man.
He was even saying, like, NBA players go up there, like, on a regular, like, just because it helps with, like, anxiety with the crowd and everything like that.
But yeah.
They feel lighter.
He said they feel lighter.
Automatically five pounds at least.
5 to 7 pounds you lose.
I'm going.
Imagine you have 7 pounds of shit inside of you. That's what I don't understand, why people go, they trip out about that. Like, just think about it. Why would you want shit inside of you? It's shit. It's shit. You don't even want shit next to you.
Let it out.
Am I right?
Get it out of there.
Imagine if you shit. Tell you what. Let me just stand by this table and just shit next to it. All right? But the general population thinks that you should stand by it. That's how they think. That's your shit. Hug it.
Yeah. Get to know.
That's
it.
Basically what you're doing. If it's inside you, you are hugging your own shit. You're holding on to it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? If it was outside of you, would you hug it? No. Why do you want it inside of you? Get it out.
That's right.
You got
old
argument.
Ass, huh?
It's a convincing argument.
Yeah. It is very convincing, because I don't understand why people think that it's normal to leave it in. If there's a medical way, a safe medical way to get that out, get it out, man. Everyone always says you shouldn't be eating red meat, but we do it anyways. We do it. Even though everyone tells you don't eat it, it's the worst meat to digest. It takes 7 years to digest. They clearly tell you that. You have meat in your ass that's been inside there for 7 fucking years, just rotting. So what, you just want to leave it in there? No! Get it out! Dig it out! I got a T-bone steak that I had. Dude, it was so good. It was so good. This is a plug for Houston's, man. They killed it. It was the biggest T-bone they ever had, and I ate everything. All that was left was that damn bone, bro. I killed it, and I know it's in there because I wasn't chewing all the way. You know how you just take a couple bites and it's so good, you're like, I got to swallow this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your parasite's like, don't chew it all.
Yeah.
Don't chew it all. I'll take it from here. Oh, man. Just swallow already.
You're ready. It's good.
Yeah. We got it from here. Right, guys?
Yeah. Grandma's ready.
Come on.
They all got handkerchiefs.
This one's got blood on it. Let's fuck on it.
Oh, yeah.
Get those goddamn nutrients out of here.
What the fuck? Who wants nutrients? Not us. Yeah.
I am crying laughing right now. Dude, this is the funniest thing. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, man. I'm crying. Can you just see that? It's just a bunch of parents. They're cute. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Oh, man.
It actually sounds like they're living a great life.
Yeah, they're not having a shitty life. They're living the life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do parasites usually sit? Are parasites everywhere?
What do you mean?
Where are parasites? Where do they form? Like, are they always in food or meat? So, like, are they in everything?
In other living organisms.
In other living organisms.
So they're in everything that's living. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah.
And we ingest it.
We ingest it.
Wow. When we chew it, we don't kill it? No.
No.
Because it's so tiny.
Your stomach acid can break it down, but then things can form inside your intestines, man. Look, I'm not a scientist. I just know what the dude was telling me. You know what I mean? I just know that he was basically like, if you think you crave bread, the chances are that is the parasite of yeast inside of you.
He did say that. He said that.
I was like, really? I crave bread every second of every day. He's like, you have yeast. You should take this. You should
clean dude, it out. I dream about bread, sir.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, then that is definitely the parasite inside of your brain telling you that you really want some bread right now.
Are you kidding me right
totally
now?
Totally 100%.
One time I woke up and I made about 4 sandwiches in about 4 hours.
Yes. That was the parasite yeast inside of your brain forcing your body to do that. You are not making conscious decisions on that. It is the
so there's stuff. A parasite in my brain navigating me and telling me what I should eat.
Absolutely.
And this one's called yeast.
Yeah, have you seen the show Power Rangers? It's like it's inside of the fuck of your head.
The
and
fuck
it's
of
telling
my...
you what to do.
Yeah. So he's like the yellow Power Ranger?
Yes, exactly. He's the leader.
Who's the red Power Ranger? That's meat. That's meat. That's what he did. He gave each parasite a name. The red parasite is the meat. Yellow parasite is the yeast.
Yeah.
The blue parasite is ice cream. Ice cream dairy products. The green parasite is salads. That one is vegetarian. Yeah. Yeah. So he's actually the good parasite. Yeah.
We like
the good parasite.
I can't believe we talked about this for the past 26 minutes. But no, I'm glad we're talking about it because people need to hear it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Go in there. I mean, you know, well, we're not saying do it all the time, but I mean, do it at least once in your life.
Yeah.
Do it once. See if you like it. I've never done it before. I already know in my heart that this is going to be the best day of my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When is it? Would you have an appointment?
Yeah, we got an appointment.
Today?
No, we're not going to walk in there with assholes ready.
You're going today?
Just
going to
walk in and go, what can you do here?
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Plug it up.
Remember what the guy said when I was like, hey, man, let me ask you a question. Squatty potty, that's legit, right? What
did he say? He goes, yeah, I squatty potty all the time. I do it in public places. Sometimes I stand on the seat with my own feet and squat and shit everywhere. That's how you shit. Who sits down? You don't even get all the shit out. Stand and squat.
What a great job. So he's like a he's a specialist.
He is a certified doctor. He came up with this place. It's his own business. He's the director. He's got a brochure. He's got a video that he put out. He's legit. Yeah. He's a shitty doctor.
But it
and I mean that in a good way.
But this is his specialty.
He is a shitty doctor, Dre.
Shit is his specialty.
Shit is his specialty.
Nice.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
He's got all these like healthy vitamins and stuff and herbs and
yeah.
Yeah. Everything's organic. The wall has organic.
Yeah,
the wall has organic paint. He's like, "Yeah, this is good for you. Yeah. There's no poisons anywhere."
Is it brown?
Remember when you said you don't go there? You're two for two.
We've been here for quite a long time.
You're two for two, though.
I didn't take us here.
That literally was only 4 minutes ago.
I was just in the car. I didn't bring us here.
Unbelievable.
Organic so go get paint? That. Yeah, organic paint.
I don't even know what that is.
It's just paint that's organic. Yeah, man.
Trey's dog could lick it.
Yeah, he said they were eating it when they were painting on the wall. They're like, you can eat it? He's just eating paint chips you walk in. Oh, my God.
Hey, please. Take a gander off the wall. Please,
it's like,
enjoy.
It's like Willy Wonka's factory.
Yeah. Please, if you're hungry, please lick wall. Lick wall, take bite out of doorknob. This whole building is edible. But I'll tell you this building doesn't have any parasites, that's for sure.
Just don't eat anything in the back room.
Don't eat the back room. Don't eat the storage. That is the way. That is the that'll sit inside you for 7 years, but please take a bite out of this lamp. 100% soy product. It's all made out of tofu. He's a cool dude, man. He showed a picture of him when he was like 15 years ago or something like that. He was like 300 pounds, man.
Yeah.
The guy's like 145 now.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah. All sucked out of his butt.
The shitty doctor.
The shitty doctor.
I'd like to meet him.
We can do it. We can make this happen, Dre.
You're swaying me. You're starting to sway
me. If you're down, Kalen, are you down?
Yeah, I'm down. Why not?
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's do it. I'm not really down, but I want to be a team player.
Yeah. Do it for the team, bro.
We know who's not going to show up is Chris.
We should have Kalen go first.
Yeah, Chris. That's so true. This is going to be the same thing that Chris did last time.
No, what are you talking about, guys?
We're gonna pull straws.
Yeah.
Chris is going to pull the shortest one and not show up. I can see it already.
Yep.
No.
Sorry, guys. I was on the 405. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
That's tough to do, Joe. You know
no,
that.
No, I think you should do it.
All right.
I think you should do it.
I'll do it.
All right.
To a pod from a.
Yeah, I think everyone should do it. So just go check out your local doctor. What is that? What is it called? A colon cleanse?
Man, yeah, colon cleanse.
What kind of doctor is it called?
I don't even know what kind of doctor he is.
Really?
Maybe look it up.
Yeah, maybe you go to your phone since you were just looking at it 30 minutes ago and instead of saying, I don't know, and making the pod sound stupid, maybe just look it up.
We have Dr. Mark. The place we're going to is called the Guardian of Health.
Nice.
Dr. Mark. Merritt Hay, PhD.
PhD.
Damn.
He's got a PhD, bro.
He's got a PhD, man.
But that's not medical, though. That's like he could have it in history.
I don't know. Well, he was telling us about the history of the colon cleanse, and it sold us.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
He knows the Civil War? That's great. I'm nervous.
Bro, imagine if I looked at his certificate?
Yeah,
it says PhD in history. I'm like, motherfucker! Yeah, this is actually an online business I created. Anyone can suck shit out of anyone. That's a no-brainer. But history, I went to school for.
All right, we got to end this, though. I gotta drive for Uber after this, too. All these side businesses?
Yeah, I make all my money in Uber. That's what keeps this place open. By the way, did I tell you, you can eat the walls. That's my whole catch. That's funny. He's got a PhD in history. I can't wait to do this. Thank you so much, Chase.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome.
I'm excited. I'll let everybody know how I feel
how I look. I'm pretty sure they're going to suck about 7 pounds out of me. I know it already. I swear to God, I feel a shoe.
Let's have a contest.
I feel a shoe in my lower back. That's how much meat is inside of me. And they're going to suck it out.
Can we do a weight loss contest with the thing we're doing with the colon cleanse?
Yeah.
Loses the most amount of shit.
I know. I will lose the most. I can already see the doctor going, we need another hose. This guy is really full of shit. He's been eating steak since this one. I can see it.
Yeah.
I can't wait, dude. I'm so excited. I'm getting like excited thinking about it. It's my appointment is in 2 hours. It's at 12. So I'll tell you guys all about it. Yeah. Boom. That's my New Year's resolution. I hope you guys are just as excited as I am.
Oh, you're serious. You're doing it today.
Yes.
I'm doing it today, too.
You thought this was a joke?
I don't know. I thought some of it was hypothetical, but
none of it was hypothetical.
Doing it in 2 hours.
Yes, I told you I was excited. Today's the day I'm getting my colon cleansed.
Jim is
I'm calling
now.
You later. I got to know.
Call me.
Immediately.
I'm going to do a live feed on Instagram.
My wife is there right now.
She's doing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister is there right now, and she is like feeling so weird that Chase bought it for her. She goes, it's kind of weird you bought this for me, but I'll do it. Weirdest gift. Weirdest gift ever.
That has to be the weirdest.
Bro, they got a special right now, man. It's like half off, bro. $90.
Yeah, this big Black Friday deal that he.
Yeah, it is a Black Friday. It's a Black Friday deal.
Nice.
He said, yeah, we're getting them. He goes, we're trying to get rid of them.
Liquidating.
Liquidation, man. The 2019 models are in. We're getting rid of the 2018s. We can't keep them in the building. Oh, man. This shit's got to go. This shit's got to go now. Today. Oh, man. That's fun. Dre.
Yes.
How about you, man? What do you got planned for 2019, man? Your daughter is getting better.
Getting better.
She injured her knee once again. And, but the team is highly anticipating her comeback.
They are.
And we will find out when?
Next week, the 14th.
Right. Oh, she's going to come back.
Yeah.
She's going to come back.
Yeah, just more good things, man. I think, like I said, I think we had a positive 2018.
Yep.
And I just want to push in that same direction.
Yeah, 2019 is going to be incredible. Stay motivated, you guys. Whatever you want to do, it can happen. Just do it, man. Don't sit there and wait for it. I was watching I forgot what I was watching last night, but something said to clean out the house. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I was looking around. And I'm like, man, that shit has been sitting there in the corner for a year.
Yeah.
It's got to go. Bye. You're moving out. You haven't paid any rent. You get in the way. Yeah. It'll make the house look bigger. Yep. You got to go. I think everyone should do that. Practice that.
Can the panelists who are of Filipino descent explain something to me?
Yes.
Every couple of months I say, hey, let's clean out the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I take clothes and old clothes, old shoes. I get ready to throw them away.
Yeah.
And Gemma says, no, wait. I'm going to put those in a box and we're going to send them to the Philippines.
That's right.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yep.
The box is still there.
Yep.
Months later.
Yep.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, my mom's house thing. Full of boxes. I'm not kidding.
That's a thing.
That is a thing.
Yeah, like, that's a thing.
Yeah, she's calling me, Chris, do you have any extra shirts? Where's your old iPhone? get bring everything here. And she puts it in a box.
And they prepare the box.
Yep.
Yeah, but balik
bayan. And then what happens?
Balik bayan.
Balik bayan
box. They call it balik bayan.
And then what happens with
Google
the box?
Google it. Huh?
Does the box stay or does it go?
It stays and becomes a table.
Yeah.
I remember for Thanksgiving, all the kids sat at the balak bayan box. She just put a big-ass sheet over the big-ass box, and we all put our plates on there and just ate.
So I can stop arguing about it.
Yeah, I would.
I should stop arguing.
Yeah, that's a waste of breath, bro.
Yeah. Okay. That's, that ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Sometimes
yeah.
I just walk past the box and look at my old shoes and I go, hey, yeah. I'm going to wear you again.
Yeah.
And I just pull them out and wear them again. And then then I come back and put them back in the box.
Nah, you should.
Just enjoy it. Sit on 3 more boxes, you get a futon.
Yeah. 3 boxes together, you get a full bed.
Yeah, nice.
You ever sleep on a bullock buy-on box bed?
Like it. Nothing like it.
Oh, so comfortable.
Just curious.
Yeah, man. That's real talk, dude. Real, real talk. That's my life. Break that mold, man. Get rid of all that crap.
Yeah.
All of it.
You're going to have to secretly throw things away.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the key.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
What's up?
I'm excited, man. This is fun. This is the first one since what? How long has it been? 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Since we've had a show?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Dude, let's knock these out. Like, let's knock a ton of these out. People are actually walking up to us and asking, where's Dre?
Nice.
Yeah, I got that so much.
Yeah. Where's Dre? Why didn't you bring Dre?
You didn't get Are You Dre?
No.
No. He gets Are You Chris? Yeah, you're a lot bigger than we thought, Chris. You don't seem Hollywood at all. Yeah, we're getting, where's Little Kalen? We get that. We go, where's Kalen? Where's Chris? They're like, yo, we should bring him. Yo, we might.
That's fine, man.
Maybe
we should
do that. Maybe Kalen and I join you guys for like a live show.
Let's do a live show.
Ooh, that'd be great.
Why don't you guys tweet us? Tweet us at where, Kalen?
At your Twitter.
Yep, that doesn't help.
We actually don't have a show Twitter, so...
What do we have where they can get a hold of us?
Well, you can go to askthekoipon@gmail.com.
Boom. There you go. That's what I meant to say. Askthekoipon@gmail.com. And, if you want us to go, we'll see who says where to go the most, and we'll bring it that way. Mm-hmm. It has to be over here in the California area, the Los Angeles area. I don't want to travel yet.
Yeah. Not downtown, though. Like.
Yeah. Pasadena, like right around there. Pasadena.
Like Glendale area.
Maybe
Burbank.
Yeah. Let's see what you guys say. You guys want us to come? We'll come out. That'll be fun. I think we should do a live show. We've never done one before.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
And they can tweet us at the Koi Pond. There's the Twitter. Man,
we're
the
so professional
pond.
Right now. What is it?
At the Koi Pond.
Oh, at the Koi Pond is our Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, at the Koi Pond on Twitter. You can DM us. Is that what it's called? DM, right? Or is it just...
Yeah, slide into the DMs.
Is that DM on Twitter?
Or is it DM on Instagram?
It's DM.
Just add it. Just add.
Add.
Yeah, add us.
Yeah.
Add us.
Bam. All right, cool. Nice, man. Yeah. Thank you.
We connect with everybody. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you guys have anything? Because this is dead.
I think Kalen has something for us.
Oh, I got a little Dear Dre, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Dear Dre.
You want a little Dear Dre?
Yeah.
Of course, Kayla. That's why I said it.
Let's go.
Here you go, Dre. Here's the first one. Hey, guys, I love the pod and you men as human beings. I'm a day one listener and you guys are crushing it. My name is DeAndrew Brown.
Black.
When I meet people for the first time, 99% of the time, they comment on how my name is unique. I don't have an answer from where it came from. Should I make up an epic story or just tell the truth? P.S. I am a short white man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Twist ending. See how racist
I was. I just assumed that was a black man with a very black name.
Immediate stereotype.
Yeah. What's the name again?
DeAndrew Brown.
DeAndrew.
How do you spell that?
DE_Andrew.
Oh.
That's black.
He's black. Yeah. He's black.
I will tell you where you got your name, DeAndrew. Your white mom used to date a black guy, and his name was DeAndrew. And your white dad is oblivious. He thinks your mom's into the French.
I got one even better.
Okay.
She dated a guy. His name was DeAndre.
Yes.
And his dad's name is Andrew. And she smashed them together.
DeAndrew. I think you're right.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, man.
So you were right. But yeah, man. I think it's more sinister.
That's a collabo name. That's a collabo.
For sure.
That's the truth, Ruth.
Hey, DeAndrew, you got to come up with a great story, man. You got to come up with a story. Mm. You got to tell people. It's got to be epic, man.
It has to be epic.
I mean, you can even go bigger than our story.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be big, man. You can't leave that. You can't just leave that hanging out there.
What is the history of...
you know, there's a comic, his name's Finesse Mitchell, and he talks about don't let, there should be a law, I forget how the joke goes, but he's like, there should be a law that black women from the 90s are not allowed to name their children.
You're right.
Or something like that. Yeah. Like, that's why his name's Finesse, and you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Mercedes and all that. Yeah. Was like, and that's true, like, that was a big deal back then. I remember, like, 80s and 90s. Yeah. Those were big names in the black community.
Yeah. I think, in my opinion, just my opinion, it was to get away from English-sounding names.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's like because we don't have an heritage of our own, per se, in America.
Got
so
it.
You try to get away from English-sounding names, and you make up shit.
That's a dope. I like that.
I mean, that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, you're creating the community was creating their own names.
Yeah.
Instead of doing what they were given. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
I ain't seen no white person named Suave.
Right.
That's right.
The only problem is it's hell on a resume.
It is hell on a resume.
Yeah, good luck getting that interview, but it's great, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Chase, are you asleep on this episode, or
no.
Are you not, you want to take a break in the break room? Or?
No.
Okay, all right.
What?
I don't even know if you're here or
I'm
what.
Here.
You haven't participated in anything. Let's mark this at 10:04, and we'll see exactly from the start of the show until 10:04. How much Chase has actually participated in this show?
I have not
heard one fucking thing from you, man. One thing. Just this.
He's a Migo.
Yeah?
He's our own personal Migo.
All right.
All right.
Hype man.
Not one topic, not one story, not one elaboration.
I brought up the colon
in
twins.
The fucking car, you don't shut the fuck up. You don't shut the fuck up. You talk over people. You're loud as fuck. You start every fucking conversation everywhere we go. When we try to order food, you don't shut the fuck up. There's a line of people at McDonald's that want to kick you in your fucking mouth. You don't shut the fuck up, but the one time he wants you to talk, you shut the fuck up. I guess we know what Chase's 2019 resolution is. That's shutting the fuck up. Next time, don't be late. Just don't come.
I won't be late.
Yeah, just don't come.
Got it.
Jesus Christ. You're something else. I swear to God, you are something else.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That wasn't a compliment.
Oh, shit.
You know I kid. I kid, I kid, I kid. I'm just joking. All my anger is just for fun.
Yeah, I know.
You know that,
I know,
right? There's no no evilness behind it. There's truth. There's truth. I'm speaking from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also feel like everyone wants to say what I'm saying to you as well. Like it's so weird that he's this other guy until you say action and it just fucking stops. It just stops. This guy is he is 20. You think he's on cocaine. There's sometimes where he acts crack-like.
Yeah.
Like a crackhead. Yeah. Like he's jittery. He's on his tippy toes. I got it for the table. Like that's crackhead shit. Like crackhead shit. You know what I mean? When crackheads do that, yeah. I got ten apple pies for the table. Like what?
There's only three of us here.
There's only three of us. I know that I got two each and then for the road. Like what? That's the truth, Chris.
I believe it.
Yeah.
You got 10 colon cleanses for the table.
I got 10 colon cleanses.
Yeah.
Let's get this shit out of here.
Table.
I don't know. I love you, man. I love everything about this koi pond, man. This has been so much fun. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Anytime.
It's very rare for you to, you know, to make an appearance, especially this early.
Hey.
And you made it, man.
Hey, thank you guys for going to my schedule.
Fucking Hollywood.
I'm kidding.
You are so Hollywood, bro. Kalen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy
Andre,
New Year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For
thank
everything
you,
that you do for us.
Thank all of you guys.
And the community.
Thank you.
Don't know what that means.
Yeah, man.
You know. Yeah.
And Chase DeRusso.
What's up, man?
You know, there's another thing, and this is what I'm going to leave you guys with. Chase has been going on the road with me for a long time, and I'm done. I'm done answering DMs. Who's the guy that opened for you? How do you spell his name? Does he have an Instagram? I'm done. I am done. I have told you to change your name. I've known him this long, and I still don't know how to spell DeRusso. I don't. D-A-U-R-R.
No, no, no.
D-U. Hold on. D-O.
No.
DeRusso.
No, it's
D-O-E.
D-U-R-D.
Okay, hold on. I'm spelling it.
Okay.
D-A.
No,
D-U. D-U-R-A-U-O. S-S-O.
DeRusso.
It's D-U-R-O-U-S-S-E-A-U.
D-A-U?
No,
D-U-R-A-U.
D-U-R-A-U.
Two R's or one R?
I think the capital R makes it
okay,
easier.
Okay, D-U, capital R, lowercase R,
no,
U-S-S.
Only one like, R. Like, only one R.
D-A-U.
No, D-U, capital R, O-U-S-S-E-A-U.
Got it. You hear that, everybody?
That's I think everyone spell. Got it. So go ahead and follow him.
Find him.
Follow
him on Instagram.
Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on all of the social media yep. outlets.
I have two
it's
middle
Chase
names.
Chase DeRusso. Okay. Cheese. Cheesy A.
D-U-R-O-U-S-A-O.
D-U-R-A-O-U-S-O-A-O. I think that's a street in Hawaii. I told him to change his name to make it easy.
Yeah.
You want to hear what I came up with? Chasen D.
Chasen D.
Chasen D. What how
I'm
about
not
you?
A fan of that.
I don't know, I like it.
Sounds like it's a chasing
like dick you're chasing
or something.
The
I don't like that. But.
How about you, Dre? What do you think? I got Chasen D for him.
I was actually with you until you.
Well, he brought it. I don't know why he brought it there. I think chasing the D is good. Yeah. At chasing the D, I think that's good. Ooh. What about you, Dre? What do you think we should give him?
My middle names Chase. Are Elliot and Cash.
Okay, don't use any of those. All right, no, go
got
ahead.
It.
Chase.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Elliot Cash. What porno are you in?
Chase and Elliot yeah. Cash.
Chase Dude.
D. Yeah. Chase and the D starring Elliot Cash. Elliot Cash in Chase and the D.
Chase and D.
Hey, guys, you know where I can get some D? Elliot Cash in Chase and the D.
Fuck yeah. So I'd watch Ellie Cash's show. I'd watch Chase and D's show.
Chase and D's show. I can't. Chase and DeRusso.
D-A-U-R-R-U-S.
It's D-U capital R.
D-U-R-R-O-U-S-S-R-D-A-U. I think the last part is A-E-I-O-U. A-E-I-O-U.
What if I just shorten the spelling of it?
How about just getting rid of your last fucking names? That's what I'm trying to say, man. I'm fucking tired of telling people your last name. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not your promoter. What am I, Don King, motherfucker? Only in America. Yeah. I'm not here to promote you, Chase. Yeah. I keep telling you, change your name or make it easier.
Brown's like, that's a weird effing name, man.
Yeah. Shorten the spelling.
Bro, when Chase says goodnight, he always goes, I'm Chase DeRusso, goodnight. Everyone in the audience, what was it? What was that last name?
A collective, like, huh?
Oh, what? Oh, he's French. Yeah, change your last name. That's your New Year's resolution, man. I'll figure it out. Just figure out an easier way. You know what I mean?
I will. I'm on it.
You know what I mean?
It's the mission, man.
Just something, right? Am I right or am I wrong?
You go Chase D. Russo.
Damn.
Oh, Chase D. Russo.
Easy.
I like that.
It's easy.
That's
and it's still the same, technically.
It is Chase D.
DeRusso.
No. No, we're not doing your name. He said Chase D. Russo. Stop saying your real last name. Okay. No one's doing that anymore. No one likes it.
Nobody.
No one likes it. Yeah. Everyone in here hates your last name.
Right.
We're changing it to Chase D. Russo. So it's the letter D and then Russo.
What if it was a D.I. Russo, like DiCaprio? Like
okay,
DeRusso.
You know what?
Okay, all right, I see what you're saying. Like the D's the middle name.
Yeah.
I just think your last name is fake. You have no paperwork.
Yeah,
you have no paperwork. I've never seen anything. You're doing that. You're doing that whole fucking French last name, and I don't believe it. I think your real last name is either Hendrix.
Yeah,
he's a Mitchell.
Jackson, DeRusso's Chase Jackson.
He's a Mitchell for sure.
DeRusso, Mitchell. Chase Mitchell.
That sounds more porno name-ish.
Yo, everybody, my name is Chase Mitchell.
That sounds right.
I'm a comedian.
I'd watch it.
That sounds good, too.
That sounds good, too.
That's a great lineup. Chase Mitchell.
I like that.
Yeah.
That name comes from nowhere.
I'm in.
I think we're going to do that. You know what? Everybody, go to askthekoipond@gmail.com. And you let us know. Do you want him to keep his name at Chase DeRusso, which I think sucks, or Chase Mitchell? And that's strong.
Where did that come from?
That's a nice name, man.
That's a nice name. Good job, yeah. Andre.
What about my human names? What about Chase Elliott or Chase Cash?
No, those are fake. All your names are fake.
I don't trust those guys. Chase Mitchell.
All four of your names are fake. You're a liar. You're a fucking liar. Your real name is like Andre Jackson. I've never met a black guy named Chase, and I sure as fuck has never met one named Chase DeRusso. And then you're going to tell me your middle name is Cash, motherfucker? Fuck you, bro. Fuck you. Andre Mitchell. That's your name. Boom. I'm not getting any more DMs now.
Yeah.
Everyone knows how to go to Andre Mitchell.
Figured it out.
He's going to spell Andre all fucked up. O-N-D-R-A-Y. Andre. Motherfucker, we're back to zero. I had so much. I love you guys, man. Let's continue this fun, happy family that we got going here at the Koi Pond. Everybody, enjoy 2019, man. Start it off right. It is January, man. Set your goals high. You got 12 months to do whatever it is that you wanted to do, man. You want to start a business. You want to sing in public. You want to start running. You want to lose 15 pounds. You want to stop eating parasites. You can do it. Start today. Whatever it is you want to do in your life, you can do. All right? It's the Koi Pond. I love you guys. Bye.
I had no time, so I would make a way. Yeah. Now who'd have thought that she would walk away from me? I'm sleeping on her, now I'm wide awake. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance.